Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 says, Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken of mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So we know that this is like a big sticking point with churches that disagree with a church like ours. We don't believe that that Christ could come at any moment. Right. We don't preach that Christ could come at any moment, because the Bible says that he can't come at any moment. It says it in this verse right here, right. Let no man deceive you by any means, not by charts, not by all their fancy theological, dispensational dirtbag garbage that they try to preach. Amen. You know, they say, well, Christ could just come at any moment. In this, he could come before the end of this service. Let no man deceive you by any means. Don't let them spew that. I mean, obviously, if you're in a church that believes that, you kind of have to just grin and bear it, or scowl and bear it, or whatever. But it's garbage. It's not what the Bible says. Right. It says, for that day shall not come except there being a falling away first. Now, I think that we're kind of there in the falling away. But, the man of sin has to be revealed, the son of perdition. That hasn't happened yet.
Right.
And so we know that has to happen first, and but we can still be the ones that stand in the gaps. Even if there's a lot of gaps, there still's got to be some people that stand in them, right? We got to be that kind of church here. I mean, that place was called the Restoration House yesterday. And I thought it was kind of funny because I'm preaching about restoration, and that place is going around saying that they're the Restoration House. I didn't see a lot of people over there yesterday. I see a lot of people coming up and getting free stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus didn't even want people to follow him that just wanted to come to him for free stuff. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
He tried to escape from them, and they ran after him to try to come for the free soup kitchen. That's all they wanted.
That's right.
They didn't want to have, the spiritual things. They just wanted to make him king so they could get free bread and free fish, So that's not what Christ wants us to be doing. So now I don't have a problem with feeding people that are hungry. But, I think we should take care of the people of the house of God first that are hurting and are having a hard time.
Yeah.
Those are the people I want to help. I want to help people that are trying their best and still can't make the ends meet.
Amen.
That's who we're supposed to be helping. Amen. Not people that just want to go shoot drugs and then come get a free cup of coffee.
Yeah.
All right.